Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening today. Our program is one that's pretty popular around the office because our office is full of pet lovers. And today's guest is Val Hart. She is the real Dr. Doolittle, an expert animal communicator, author, and I guess a pet psychic. Would it be fair to call you a pet psychic, Val?
That's fair. Yeah.
Val is an animal behaviorist and also a master animal healer. And you can visit her online at valhart.com. Now, we all love our animals, and you have a deeper connection than most. So let's rewind it a little bit. When did you first, Val, hear an animal speak to you?
The first time I heard an animal speak to me was a life-changing experience. I was with a friend of mine. So if you'll imagine this, I'm in a horse barn stable. I'm in a stall with a beautiful warm-blood horse named Valkyrie. And the Valkyrie's owner is working on her trying to resolve a serious hip problem. The mare has a huge knot the size of the fist in her hip. And we're chatting, you know, like girls will do. And I'm holding Valkyrie's head, and Charlene is working on her. And all of a sudden, I heard another voice. And it was just the three of us. I mean, there wasn't anyone there other than us. And so anyway, it turned out to be the horse. And I heard it very clearly, like I heard another person talking. And I shared what I got with my friend Charlene. And she said, oh, my God, that sounds right. That's what I thought, you know. And so she's asking me questions. And so at some point, and I was confirming, and she was confirming what I was getting. It was very exciting. And at one point she says, ask Valkyrie about this problem in her hip. She's really having trouble understanding what was wrong there. And so I asked the horse, what happened here, you know? And it was like I was in her own body, had been transported back through time, and I saw the event, and I felt how it felt, and I got all the impressions and the emotional upset and the anger. What had happened is that some guys had been trying to load Valkyrie in a trailer, and they got rough with her, and she was very upset and angry about it and got hurt. She banged into a metal gate thing and all that stuff. Anyway, so as she's pouring out this story to me, and I'm translating it as quickly as I can, all of a sudden the knot in her hip simply melted. It's like it completely went away. It just, like, disappeared. It was really wild. And so that was the very first time I ever heard an animal speak very clearly. It was pretty cool.
Val Hart is our guest today. She's a sort of a real-life Dr. Doolittle, a pet psychic, if you will. And Val, now, I'm sure I'm not the first person to tell you this. This all sounds a little nutty.
No, you're not the first.
And now, are you able to do this with people too, or do you have to have four legs to have that connection with Val?
Two or four legged, yes. I work with people and their animals, and I found that's really important, Burke, because the animals reflect their people. And so if you've got an animal that's acting out or is having a health problem or pain issue, something like that, then what's going on is the animal is often just mirroring that or carrying that distress or acting it out for their person. And so I've developed a proprietary approach where I work with the person and the animal so that we find out what the different problems are coming from, where the issues are actually coming from. And so, yes, I do. I work with people as well as animals.
Can you do all animals? I mean, you know, if someone has a gerbil issue, are you good there? Can you do snakes?
Yes. I can work with anything that's sentient, and in fact, everything is, once you get down to it. You know, some of the most intelligent animals I've ever spoken with are wings that I call wise ones. They may look like whales or dolphins. They're very intelligent. Dogs, cats, horses, birds, monkeys. I once spoke with a Komodo dragon. elephants, snakes, even insects and plants. They're all intelligent. They're all sentient. Some of them are actually angels in disguise, and some have come here to help us. You know, and after all, the truth is, many of us humans, we need a lot of help, since in our world, we tend to be the most screwed up, since we've lost our balance. We're out of touch with the wholeness of the circle of life and have become very unhealthy and are living very unnatural lifestyles. And I believe our animals are here to help us with that.
Val Hart is our guest today. If you'd like to be a part of the show, call us at 718-506-1944 with your questions for pet psychic Val Hart. So the horse talks to you the first time. There's no one else in the stable but you and your friend.
Nope. Yes.
Male voice or female horse? Did he sound like Mr. Ed? tell me what this sounds like to you.
Animals communicate in a lot of different ways. They communicate sometimes in a strong voice, like you and I are speaking. Sometimes they sound feminine, sometimes masculine. In Valkyrie's case, she was a mare, so female, and she did have a bit of a strong feminine energy to her voice. Other times animals will communicate with emotion, with an energy, a flow or direction or an intention. And so a lot of people, you know, we either hear it, we see a visual impression, which I also get information that way, or we're feeling what they're feeling, which, you know, we're all telepathic. We all pick up the energy that others have, you know, that they're feeling. We can feel what somebody else is feeling, whether it's a disguise as an animal or a person.
Our guest is Val Hart, and if you are a pet lover and you have a question for the pet psychic, call us now. We'll be back with more with Val Hart right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
Program and pet psychic Val Hart joins us. Visit her online at valhart.com. So, Val, if you hear an animal speak to you, would a fish ever say, please don't eat me?
Yes,
I tease because I am enjoying the topic very much. You know, as a pet lover, I can tell you right under our broadcast console right now, my 15-year-old Lhasa Apso is sitting at my feet and sometimes I wonder whether or not the Las Opso has things that she would like to communicate with me. So is there a way for the average person to develop that human-animal body-mind connection that you seem to really have down to a science?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I spend a lot of my time teaching not only my clients, but also my students how to communicate themselves. It is definitely something anyone can learn to listen and communicate better with your animal companions. And by the way, I'm sure that your dog has a lot to say.
Been around a while.
I'm sure she's got many, many interesting insights. But anyone can learn if they want to. It's just something, you know, where you put some time and effort into developing your ability. I truly believe we're born with the gift, and animal lovers are a little ahead of the curve because we're already connected and love our animals. You know, so, and animals communicate on this level all the time. So a lot of what we get, they're actually communicating telepathically to us anyway. So if we learn.
So it's less of an instinct and more of a skill set that you can really develop.
It's an instinct. It comes from inspiration and intuition. It's connected to our innate knowing of energy and how to connect with others and feel others over a distance. And everybody is already communicating with their animals. You just don't consciously know yet quite how you're doing it. And so with a little bit of training, you can easily learn how to focus and connect with more understanding and with some education. Yeah.
Some animals, I would assume, like some humans, are smarter than other animals. So who is it a species kind of thing, or how do you tell which animals are smarter than other animals?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, in all species, and that includes the human animal, we have beings that are brighter than others and some that are not so bright, right? So I find that's true in animals also. Obviously, animals that have the maybe big brains, like dolphins or whales or, you know, something like that, or some of the monkeys, primates, pigs are very intelligent, elephants are incredibly wise. But a lot of those, when you go beyond that, in every species, I find amazing wisdoms and truths, even that rival our known philosophers, inventors, our, you know, amazing people also. And I've worked with autistic and what you might call slow or especially challenged, you know, kind of beings also. Yeah, so, you know, it's all over. Yeah, it's all over the place. Mm-hmm.
With this animal communication, you've been doing this how long?
I started doing this professionally in 93.
So you've got almost 20 years into this. Is there one story that sticks out in our last minute or so that, above all others, sort of a favorite animal communication story?
Well, in just 1 minute, that's going to be a little tough. I will tell you that I just worked with a cat named Pumpkin, who was disappearing for like a day or two or three at a time, and then would come home. And they couldn't figure out where he was going. And when I talked to Pumpkin said that there was a lonely older woman living in the neighborhood, and he went to visit her and help her. And she would brush him and feed him and talk to him, and then he would come home. And sure enough, the his owner actually went to that house. He guided her, and she went to that house and met them. And it was an older woman with Alzheimer's and very ill. And they confessed that they were taking care of Pumpkin when he would come to visit. Oh, I thought that was a sweet story.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Valhart works with veterinarians, with pet owners, yes. I guess pets and their humans, so to speak, and has been doing this for almost 20 years now. And I guess at this point is the foremost authority on the human-animal body-mind connection. She's also an author. And if folks stop by your website, valhart.com, what will they find there?
They're going to find all kinds of great information. They've got free animal communication tips. I've got a free report, The 10 Things You Need to Know Before Hiring an Animal Communicator, very important, and also a free CD. It's valued at $47, and if you ask for it, you get it. It's Discover 5 Secrets About Animal Communication, and it's going to give you some tips to get started right away so you can learn how to do this yourself.
I love it. Animal communicator Val Hart has been our guest today, the real-life Dr. Doolittle. Val, thanks for being on the program.
Thanks, Burke. I appreciate the time.
I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Have a great day.